Make money predicting football, politics, culture, and more legally nationwide with Kalshi. From football to Bitcoin, the Oscars, or even politics, if it matters, you can trade on it. Who do you got? Cleveland is trading at 24% to beat Chicago in Chicago. Trade 100 to win 400 with props, spread, and more. Trade on outcome, player yards, victory margin, and more. Make your call and make money only at Kalshi. Legal in all 50 states. Download the Kalshi app now. KALSHI.com. Trading involves financial risk. Kalshi.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Revolving Door of Pop Culture. Take one.
We're monetized now. I don't know how to feel about that.
Oh, it's a beautiful.
I hate it so much.
The goose is loose. That's all I'm saying.
The goose. I'm dying.
He says.
I'm dying for monetization.
I'm dying for monetization.
That's all I'm saying. Finally, payment.
Finally, retribution has come.
Retribution for the $15,000.
Yes, for your long-awaited $15,000.
This feels like Mr. Krabs in that one episode where he's got that debt collecting list.
Oh yeah,
yes.
Only $15,000. That's not so bad.
$15,000, SpongeBob me, Bob. I'm gonna have a heart attack.
And there's no money here.
Let's subtract $15,000 from $15,000. Eight. Stupid calculator.
Oh, it's beautiful. But yeah, welcome to the monetized version of Revolving Door Media, folks.
Yeah,
we're fine. Revolving Door Pop Culture. That's our name now.
Yeah, that's the company name.
Yes, the Revolving Door Media of Pop Culture and Monetization.
Yep.
But no, Shane, you're saying it.
You
first of all,
have the asterisk.
No, you're saying it wrong.
The
company name is Revolving Door Media.
Yes.
The show is the Revolving Door Pop Culture. There's no media in the show name.
Like Revolving Door Media.
No, you did! You said the Revolving Door Media Pop Culture show or something like long abbreviated
list.
He just
started recording and he's already crashing out.
Shane, how would you crash out on looking at the title of the show?
Oh yeah, let me look at the title.
You're a communications major and you can't read. That's crazy.
Shane just
walked
into the wrong studio, bro. He thinks he's on the Revolving Door Media show, bro.
Yeah.
The Revolving Door Media show.
Oh, here's the title. Oh, I found the title. Friday the 13th, Jason Takes Over Manhattan.
That's not even the right name of the movie.
That's so stupid! It's not even the name of the movie!
Oh, I know. I just like to rage bait Charlie.
You didn't know that!
No, I...
No. Dude!
Is he busting a nut, bro? What are you doing, bro?
Oh my gosh, what was that? I wish the audience could see it. Looked like you were making love to your camera.
I have some more apple cider.
That was so bad. I'm so
Aaron,
bad.
Can you
we didn't start.
Us?
Yeah, we are 2 minutes in. Or actually, we're a little over 2 minutes in, and this is the kind of quality you could expect from
all four of us.
Actually, you know what? The quality you can expect from Revolving Door Media, period. So, you know what?
There you go.
Anyways, we're going to talk about a cool movie today, but before
we introduce ourselves,
Before we get started, I'm Aaron Gresser. I'm the board operator and producer and editor and, you know, that that whole ordeal. And I have the Yahoos in the studio with me. I'm a Yahoo too. We're all Yahoos.
Yeah, we're all of us are. But yeah, I'm Shane Siegel. I've been currently working on a special thumbnail for a new gameplay episode coming out soon. Yes. So, but I'm also almost the local goofster. I'm one of the local goofsters among us.
Almost the local goofster.
I can't. Every week, I ask myself, God, what is Shane going to do to piss me off? And you know what he does? He can't find a job on this show. That's what he can't. This is unemployed behavior.
What do you mean? He's got weather.
That is true. I got weather, which... Let me check,
check the weather. Don't encourage you, Aaron. I swear to God.
I can report on the news.
This white man.
This guy, too. I forgot.
Thunderstorms possible after 1 a.m.
Hello. I like
next
money.
Introduce themselves.
What inspired you to build a second Crescent Crab right next to the original?
Money.
My name is Bryce Guskovic, otherwise known as Goose.
No. What's up, Goose?
So, I'll see that in this show.
What?
Who calls you that in this show?
Well, people don't call me it on the show. Shane does, because he's a real one, Charlie. Aaron is a parrot pal. He's a real one. Shane calls me Goose. He's a real one. What have you done, Mr. Robinson?
Yeah.
Oh, well, speaking of which, actually, you have to finish your introduction. I'm not going to cut you off. That'd be mean.
Thank you. You're a real one for that.
This is like the 80s so, gang. Like, yeah, he's a real one. Let's get him, guys.
This is like West Side Story.
Yeah. Literally.
It's snapping.
I've only got one friend group that calls me Goose. It was just a running gag before we walked into the studio today. But my name is Bryce Guskovic, and I am the music guy. I make cool bumpers and make cool music and play guitar and get scared at games.
That's true. Hello, I am Charlie. I'm really mad at my friends today. But in terms of what I actually do for this show, I am the social media manager. I make all of the thumbnails besides that one that Shane is making. So that's like, what, 1 out of 100? I edit the gameplay videos. So that FNAF video that Shane's making his little thumbnail for, I edited that. So it's coming out soon. I make all the descriptions. I upload the stuff. I'm largely the guy kind of doing all of like the little mom chores in this whole group. So I do a lot of things, but
we're passing around apple cider, just by the way. So if you hear glasses and plastic jugs, that's what that is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cause but, I got
yeah. Speaking of
all that,
the whole fall theme, because it's our second episode of our Halloween takeover for the month.
Yeah.
And we're talking about a very bad movie.
It is bad.
That is, I think, an understatement.
Oh, this is something special.
That's why we picked
it. Felt like a lobotomy watching this.
No words for this film.
I do.
Well, that's bad because it's an auditory medium, Aaron. You gotta have something.
True. I'm turning my mic off. I'm not contributing this time.
No mic, no show.
No show. Just no silence show. For the next hour.
Yep. Enjoy the silence, folks.
It's just background music. Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh my god. But yeah. You've read the thumbnail, you read the description. We're talking about Friday the 13th, Jason Takes Manhattan. Now, why are we talking about this one specifically and not doing the first one? Honestly, because I think most of the Friday the 13ths are pretty interchangeable. That is my hot take. Mm-hmm. I think they're fun movies for what they are, and I'm saying this as someone who likes these movies, but I'm going to keep it a buck with you. When it comes to what we actually want to talk about, I want to talk about the ones that actually like are really weird and people kind of remember. The first one, kind of Blandosaurus Rex. It's like, you know, like, but Jason Takes Manhattan. Oh, garbage.
You should have taken
New York garbage.
Would have been better.
Jason Takes O'Block?
Yes! It'd be fun!
No!
Oh no!
Charlie, you gotta write the script. Start writing the script!
Jason versus Michelle Obama and who can take O'Block? So that's the pitch.
Jason takes the Obamas?
Jason takes Obamacare.
The Obama administration?
Michelle, Jason Voorhees, he's at the White House.
My fellow Americans, Jason Voorhees is now president. Anywho, I think we should get into our first little like bumper. Yeah,
what are we doing?
Before we jump into the main attraction here, Jason takes Staten, we need to have our fun little cold open, and Shane has a game for us. So before we get into that, we'll be right back.
The revolving door of pop culture.
All right. Well, so I'm looking at the Rotten Tomato score, and I want you all to guess what the score is for both the reviews and for the fans. So
so the critic score and the audience score,
and
right?
Fan score. That makes sense. Yeah.
There we go.
Who would like to go first?
I think Aaron should go first because he always goes last.
Yes. True. Aaron, you go
that
first.
That is true. I think critic score show me 21, and audience score show me 35.
Okay, hold on. Wait, let me put that in real quick. So you said 21 and 35?
Yes, sir.
You got it.
All right, Shane, I'll go next. So I'm showing you for the critic score, I'm showing you a 7. And then for the audience score, I want to say 21.
Okay. And then how about you, Bryce?
I'm going to say for critics, 37.
Audience, 100.
4 billion.
Audience is 13.
Okay, so the official on Rotten Tomatoes, the critic review is 11%.
Wow.
And the closest one was Aaron. Yeah, it was Aaron.
But what?
Yeah, because
I said 7. He said 35. Right, no,
sorry. Apologies. Yeah, Charlie, my apologies.
Good job, Shane. Good host.
Woo! Hey, I admit when I mess up. But anyways, the audience rating was 26%, and Charlie was also the closest.
There we go, gang.
Now it's time to rock on into Jason Takes Manhattan.
Oh, boy.
The revolving door of pop culture.
So, about this movie, it's bad.
Oh, my God. It is so horrible.
It's horrible. It's really bad.
It is stupid. It's very stupid.
This movie's awful.
It's very stupid.
This movie's worse than Watergate.
Nixon, at least people remember Watergate.
True.
Jason,
yeah, bring back Watergate.
Jason takes Watergate.
Run it back.
So, man, where do we start with this movie?
I think we should probably start with the most glaring part of the movie. They barely get to Manhattan. They ain't there.
They did not film in Manhattan. They filmed in Vancouver.
They did. They filmed in Vancouver and I think maybe Cleveland for a couple of parts too, if I remember correctly. No. But most of it was filmed in Vancouver because it's really expensive to shoot in New York. What a surprise.
Sure.
They could only shoot for 2 days, I think, in New York or something like that. Like a sad amount. Two or three days.
$5 million budget for this movie.
Which was the highest of any Friday the 13th movie thus far.
I was about to say, true, but also granted, this was 1989, was it? So,
yeah,
inflation didn't hit us like a bag of bricks yet. So, that's still quite a bit of money back then. Yeah. But it's tricky because it's promised Jason would take Manhattan. And then we get there. I guess if you really want to be a stickler, it's technically the opening sequence and the credits are showing us pictures of and videos of New York. And it's that doesn't count.
Yeah.
That doesn't count.
Were they Jason's videos? Did he shoot the videos? Did he take Manhattan that way?
No, he didn't.
What does the ambulance think of Jason Takes Manhattan, Charlie?
I don't know, man. I bet they got big thoughts.
When I heard Jason Takes Manhattan, I expected him just going a killing spree through Manhattan, walking around, just slashing people left and right.
A massacre?
He left more people alive than he killed. He killed 9 people. That's not taking Manhattan. That's taking a couple people.
And most of them were on the boat
before they even got
to Manhattan.
Takes the cruise ship is not as fun, though, as Jason Takes
Manhattan.
I think
he got all 22 people on the boat, I think. Because I think
there was only 22 people.
I was about to say, why were there only 22? It was a full-sized cruise ship with a whole public high school from New York graduating, celebrating on that.
Yeah.
Why?
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
There are 22 people with no crew.
It was it was a private school.
It's private school, Jerry. You don't understand that.
School. Why were there no maintenance crew on the boat? That's what's.
And there was that one guy, the one guy who was dooming everyone.
There was a few different people on, like, few crew members on the boat.
But I mean, like, maintenance crew, not like captaining.
Oh, yes, crew. Okay, I get what you
not
mean.
Like, not like above deck crew. I mean, like, in the pits, like, making sure everything's functioning down there, maintenance boiler room crew. There was not a soul.
Just like the Titanic.
They were in the back. They're in there.
In the back.
Jason, did you get them from the back?
Maybe.
I don't know, man. I guess listen. I think the weirdest part of this movie is that, like, we start on this random ferry, or not this ferry, this boat, with, like, two teenagers, like, macking down on each other, and then Jason kills them on a surprise. And then it's like that he takes that boat to get to the cruise ship. It's like, how do you know? How do you know how to get there? Why does he want to go there?
How do you know how
I have a lot of questions right now.
Jason just doesn't like teenagers, which I guess is preferable to him liking teenagers.
Yeah, it's very,
it's very fair. It's,
yeah, Jason takes I'm happy Jeffrey he's named Jason, not Drake, you know? It's like, that's a...
Oh. Jason takes the Epstein files.
All I'm saying is Jason would release them.
Yeah, he would.
Jason...
He'd make copies for everyone.
Jason killed Epstein?
Nah, that's what they want you to think.
I think we should also talk about, like, all, like, the kill, like, most of the kills in the movie. They were just bad. Like, one
yeah,
of the kills
they
I remember,
were really
it was
bad.
Like the one guy in the sauna, and he got, like, a rock, like
it's the classic, "Oh, are you there? Oh. Yeah, we can do something later," and it's like, that's not him. Yeah.
Silence. Yeah, it's like, who are you?
He first got burned in the abdomen, and then all of a sudden, the wound moves from the abdomen up to, like, his chest.
Yeah.
The one that upset me was the guitar one.
I liked
Why that. Was there a cavity in her head from the guitar? And on top of that, who at the stage, or at the prop manager, was like, yeah, this is what a guitar looks like.
The whammy bar
was in the audio jack! They just said, yeah, I think I've seen this before on Judas Priest. This is where that goes.
I liked that guitar, though.
Like, I literally rewound and paused when they showed it, and I just analyzed. I was like, this is awful. Whoever did this should be fired. This was the 80s, bro. Everybody knows what a freaking cool flying V looks like.
Oh, yeah.
Except Jason.
Yeah,
he didn't know.
That's why Jason killed her, bro.
No. The reason that he
was just really mad the guitar wasn't accurate.
He knew that she got the guitar wrong. That's probably it.
Everybody knows Jason's a real shredder, bro.
Bro.
Everyone knows that Jason loves Guns N' Roses. Everyone knows.
Slasher, bro. Jason's a shredder, bro.
Bro, I saw Jason Voorhees at a AC/DC concert. Boy, that was fun.
Really?
Him and Angus back to back.
Yes.
True story, I did see Jason Voorhees at an Alice Cooper concert. Actually, I saw him at 3.
Huh. Ooh.
During the
Didn't kill you?
During the song He's Back, The Man Behind the Mask, which Alice Cooper wrote for Friday the 13th Part 7.
Mm-hmm.
He has somebody dressed like Jason Voorhees run on the stage and kill a couple of the stage crew. And then my favorite was, this is just a random side note, but it's a fun thing about Jason Voorhees. I got to see him on a tour with his old guitarist who wrote the song, who is 6'4" and is built like literal Rambo, long flowing hair and just jacked muscles. Jason Voorhees was like walking around the stage after slashing the two women that were like taking photos and stuff on the props. And he walks over to the guitarist Kane Roberts with the big machete. Kane turns to him and just stares, and Jason just hides the knife behind his back and walks away.
The most casual.
Oh my gosh, it was awesome. I was dying at that.
That was
wasn't. That wasn't me. That was.
Yeah. No, I wasn't gonna slash you, bro.
No. There's nothing behind my back. I just like put my hands behind my back. Yeah.
So that was fun.
Speaking of machete, there's also the one, like, how Jason killed the captain with the back of the machete.
Yeah.
That, oh.
I think the funnier version of that was the one that came immediately after the, was it after or before the captain died, when, like, his first mate or whatever?
Oh, with the harpoon?
That was before. That was so funny because, like, he shows up behind him and it's the camera angle where you're looking, like, at the ship outside of it. And he stabs him, and like he just lackadaisically like falls forward with like no emotion in his face, like oh.
The Family Guy fall.
The Family Guy.
When he killed that teacher, why was there just conveniently placed toxic waste? Like I watched that scene, I'm like, okay, the teacher's running. Okay, Jason's in the building, yeah. And now the guy is outside of the building. Yeah. How is Jason downstairs already? Why is there toxic waste outside of this random building? What is going on?
why leave just kids with toxic wastes?
So many of these kills are just like so horribly cut because obviously, like I think it was the MPAA, they're just like, you can't show this. Yep, this is too scary.
Except for the naked woman that he killed.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you can have major boobage, but not that.
Yeah,
yeah, you can have nudity. You can have like a tit buffet in these movies, but you can't show an entrail. Like it's a really weird duality. But
yep,
people have standards when it comes to Friday the 13th.
My favorite,
yeah,
in the whole thing was when Julius was on the roof.
I was about to mention.
Oh my God. Okay, let's break this down.
Yeah. Let me break it down for you, Mark.
Right. He's on the roof. He gets up on the roof. Jason follows him. They're on opposite sides. What is his big idea, his big plan? He's just going to go fist fight him. And I didn't time it officially, but it felt like almost a minute of him just throwing punches and then backing up, and it just kept going.
Yeah.
They reused the scene. Whenever it would zoom in on Julius or Jason, it was the same exact scene.
Yeah.
The other thing was, when he squared up, he had some of the worst fighting posture I had ever seen in my life. His swings were all good. He had good throws, but like his like posture when he was leaning in was like,
yeah.
Like
he's like a hunch over, bro, like not knowing what he was doing. And then also Jason punching his head clean off had me literally crying.
Oh yeah,
bro, that was so funny.
That was the best part of the movie.
It came back later that the head is just in the cop car.
Yes,
that was so.
Yes, and I also heard that the actor who played Julius still has that head to this day.
Nice,
I would too, bro. Also, respect to Julius. Like, out of everybody that like runs or is stupid, he just squares up with him, bro.
Why not?
Yeah, why not? Hey.
He's not afraid of his 6'4" immortal man, bro. Like, honestly, he died with
bullets too.
Like, he's watched people shoot him and goes, "Yeah, watch this. Watch this drive."
Yeah. Dude, Julius is the kind of guy who would release the Epstein files. He just went down fucking swinging. But like, I think the funniest part of that whole sequence to me is that like he punches him, he gets lazy, and then he's like, "Take your best shot.
Hit me with your best shot.
Bam. If you have it." Like, he had like some kind of really weird insult.
I was expecting when Julius went to take a swing, he was going to like, Jason was going to dodge and he would like stumble off the roof. Mm-hmm. I was not expecting his head to just go.
That was a clean shot.
Just there it goes. Off into the dumpster.
The dumpster. I forgot it went to the dumpster and it shot.
Yeah, the dumpster. Yeah.
He definitely scored 3 points there. 3 points for Jason.
I love how the movie just seemingly forgot about Julius for like half of that, and then he just flops onto the lifeboat or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, Julius, oh my God. It's like, you were here the whole time?
I thought he got thrown in the water.
I think it was water.
No, he was in the boat or whatever. Oh, okay. But it was funny because he just like, he has this little subplot where like, he leads all of his friends to die against his crusade against Jason. They all freaking get murked. And then he jumps on the boat and then like, oh my God, we're at New York. He's like, it's something.
Yes, what are you doing? He's like just doing the most like NPC ever.
It's so weird. It's like, for this kind of movie, I'm just like, it feels like a parody. It's like,
it sounds like a bad fan fiction.
It was really bad. The other one that I loved was the two gangsters.
The junkies in the alleyway.
Do you think I'm scared of you?
Yeah. My favorite was like how he just ignores the super loud, heavily breathing man behind him, and then goes, "Hey man, what's your problem? Get off me!
Get off of me!"
Get stabbed behind the back, and then the other guy goes, "I'm gonna F you up." What the?
And then one of them just gets his head loops domed by a pipe.
So he keeps walking forward with the gun as it's not working, and then he gets out of him and he goes, "What the?" And then Jason just swings, hits the gun out of his hand, and knocks him into the pipes. And I was like, why would you walk forward after you see the first bullet does nothing? Okay, sure, you empty the clip. Why do you keep walking forward as he's not dying?
This movie's sense of humor is just so funny to me. Like, it has the most, like, comical, like, meme-worthy kills, I think, out of any of these movies. And also, its characters are just genuinely kind of hilarious.
It almost reminds me, like, watching all the kills in this movie reminded me of the kills in Velocipaster.
Yes!
Oh, yeah, that's very true, yeah.
At least Velocipaster knew it was trying to be funny.
Velocipaster was a peak movie, bro.
Velocipaster had a great story. This one... absolutely not.
It's half boat, half not Manhattan.
It's two-thirds boat. What are you talking about?
True.
Mm-hmm. Runtime is 1:40. They spent 1 hour on that boat.
It was so ridiculous. Because like the whole time, it's not even like we're following interesting characters on the boat. It's like generic, like, here's the popular girl that pushes the nerdy girl off the ship or whatever. And then she tries to bang the teacher. Like,
yeah, that was also really weird.
That was something.
But then the other thing was that first kill on the first girl on the boat. Like, he just, like, slowly moves forward as she screams. Like, why would she hide when she was actively able to jump and swim? Like, and then, like, she's like, ah! And he just slowly inches towards her. Like, I swear I can hear the Jaws theme. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, you gotta be quicker than that. Like, this whole movie just, I think, suffers from the we need to watch these characters scream for a minute before they die syndrome. Because it happens to, like, every female character. Like, Blonde McGee, when she eventually dies, we get, like, a full minute of her going, no, no, no! And then she dies. It's like, Jason...
Also, wait, the very first kill I'm realizing with the guy that was on that first boat was so weird. He gets stabbed, and then he's like, yo, man. Wait,
It's like the Peter Griffin with the
knee. Yeah. And he, like, tried to climb out the window. It was so weird, bro. Like, what on earth?
Yo, man, you just stabbed me, not red.
I like how everybody, like, when they get hurt, they kind of be like, yo, man, that's not cool.
Not cool.
Not bodacious, bro.
That's not bodacious, bro.
That's not
I also love that opening scene because, like, it is the most exposition bullcrap scene I've seen in my life where it's like, here, the radio is going to tell.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
tell you all about the senior ball. We're going to that. We're part of that ball. Thanks, girl. You're so cool. And then we get this really, like, Jason Voorhees, he... Like, first of all, the guy brings up in the middle of sex where it's like, what's wrong? Jason Voorhees killed a lot of people here, babe. I'm really sad. But don't worry about it. Like, it's the dumbest freaking, like, juxtaposition ever.
Rule number one, never bring up Jason Voorhees during sex.
Also, why did, he played that prank where he had, like, the mask or whatever and, like, skin or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's what Jason took. It's like, ooh, the original hockey mask.
It's just... I remember the funniest part of the sequence to me, though, was when they did the little flashback of, like, baby Jason, like, flailing in the river. That kid looks so disinterested in dying.
Three different, like, makeup changes. Like,
yeah,
it was insane. Yeah. Like, which one? Because
that kid didn't have anything
make
wrong with his
mind.
Eye, and then the next one did. And I was like, what?
Make up your mind. Like, oh.
It was so funny because the kid screaming, like, help. Help! Like, help! It's like he doesn't care.
Oh no, my hat! Thank you for returning my hat.
Play time, Jason. It's like,
make it stop. Bro.
Also, the other thing I'm remembering about, like, just talking about crappy effects, I think it was when they threw him onto the train rail scene and he started, like, burning. The fire from the electricity into the ghost thing, like, it was some of the worst effects I've ever watched. Like, I think the original cut of the original Star Wars on VHS had better effects than
it was Star Wars.
That scene. Like, I'm watching the fire and everything, and I'm like, what on earth is this, bro? Did they, like, why
are you doing this?
That's how I felt about most of this movie, just going, why, how, what are you doing?
Why,
like,
are you
I'm
the way
sorry,
that you are?
I just, there's so many, like, characters that are just so, like, I, like, that freaking, like, superintendent head teacher guy who's in charge of the girl who has, like, who's scared of the water. The whole time he is providing nothing to this group. He is not helping them in the slightest, but he's just being a bully for the whole freaking movie.
The other thing, like, I will say, the one thing that this movie might have going for it is I noticed at least once throughout the movie that there's, like, Jason Lives written on, like, different things. Like, I noticed it in the subway scene where there's all the graffiti on it. As they're showing the how they had, like, the door propped open when they ran out, and that's how Jason knew where to follow them. Jason Lives is written on the corner of the door. So I don't know if that was anywhere else, like, graffiti-wise or, like, carved into anything.
I think it might have been a couple of the walls.
That's what I kind of thought. Is I was like, this is a kind of cool Easter egg. Like, I like that, but, like, at the same time, how did they know? Who knew? Why weren't there any warnings?
Because everyone thinks Jason is dead, besides that one guy.
The fun guy.
The fun guy?
Yes.
He's a fun guy?
Yeah. He could be a fun guy.
I'm not sure Jason is a fun guy. I'm not too confident about that one.
You gotta know him. If you get to know him, he could be
Jason
a fun
at
guy.
The club. Jason at
Jason
the club.
Jason at the club.
Jason at the club.
Bro, I mean, hey, Jason takes over the club.
Jason takes over the club. Bro, Jason.
We call this one the Crystal Lake. Just kill someone.
And for my next trick, it's the Crystal Lake.
All right, who wins the twerk off, Jason or Michael Myers?
Michael Myers, bro. He got a whole theme song and everything, bro. You know he's breaking it down to that.
Jason has a song, too.
Not as memorable as the Halloween theme.
Hey, we got it.
I mean, true, but... No, we can't play them because we'll get copyrighted, Shane.
Yeah, no, we're not going to play it, but, like... So
turn it up. our first monetized episode.
Turn it up.
Gets demonetized.
Our first monetized episode.
Okay,
no.
What? Okay, so little side tangent. But Jason Voorhees is coming to Fort Nightmares this year, so we can now finally see who wins, Michael Myers or Jason Voorhees in Fortnite.
I was gonna say in the twerk off. That's what I'm more interested in, honestly. I don't know, man. I just this movie. It's so strangely mean in a way where I'm like, what? This poor girl who has a fear of water because of reasons, like, her guardians just suck. And the whole time I'm sitting there, like, because there's that one bit where, like, the one student who, like, has the film camera who catches him, you know, having a little bit of misdeed with one of his students.
Yeah.
He's like, he's like, oh, our senior fortunes are about to be read off. I wish we saw that scene. And he was like, you know, what if some of us don't want our fortunes to be read off? And he's like, well, I guess for you, that'd be beneficial. It's like, what a jerk.
Oh, yeah, it was... The teacher was just a douchey character.
It was so funny, though, because everything that came out of his mouth was just so unabashedly rude or wrong. Like, there's that other bit where, like, after the son of the captain who died and Julius decided to, like, spend their entire, like, freaking couple of days rowing to New York, the first thing to come out of his mouth isn't thank you, it's, well, what a lovely part we dropped into. You know, you're a captain's son, right? It's like, what a jerk.
Whoa, Manhattan, the city of dreams.
No, it wasn't.
Jason takes over Madagascar.
I'd watch that.
Oh my god, who are you having a fight? Alex or Jason?
I'm rooting King Julian, bro. King Julian takes Jason.
No,
Julian's getting his head cut off. What are you talking about?
Jason.
Jason doesn't have anything against the unstoppable hippo.
or the unstoppable hell. Hey, we can't forget hell.
Hell.
You can't forget, no, dude. Big Louie? I don't think you can take down Big Louie.
Big Louie.
Biggie Cheese or Jason Forchi? Jason
Forchies.
Jason Voorhees versus Biggie Cheese. Who's winning the rap battle, bro?
Oh, Jason.
Voorhees, all the way. There's a building at Hope that's called Voorhees Hall. It's like when Bryce, when you mentioned Forchies, I just brought that up.
Did you say Forgies?
Floor cheese.
I said four cheese by accident.
I heard floor cheese. And
Shane
just
sounded
back
like he said four cheese. It was confusing the heck out of me.
Oh, I got something to say.
What do you mean? Oh,
no, there's something that I'm going to say after the recording.
Oh, okay, Shane. What a guy. I don't know, man. This movie. Can we do? No, man. That weird sex scene between the teacher and the student. That was just such a strange development. Like
1980s pedophilia.
Isn't she like 17 in the movie? So technically,
she's technically 18, which is why it's, I guess, legally okay. But still, it's like, first of all, if I'm her, I don't want to bang my teacher. He's chopped. I don't want to do any of that.
And I quote from Charles Robinson, I don't want to bang my teacher, he's chopped.
What a
quote
statement.
Quote of the year nomination.
That'd be reason number one if I'm her. I can do better with anything else. Rule number two, unless like film camera McGee showed up and started recording the whole interaction and started blackmailing him, she would have been cooked. Like, she had no backup plan. Her whole plan was, I'm going to bang him.
That was the point, was to blackmail him, though.
But it's not blackmail if, like, there's no proof of it, you know?
I think
the whole film camera guy was incidental. He didn't know that was happening.
I thought it was. That's why she asked, like, you get it, and then he handed her the tape. I thought that was intentional.
No, that was a total, like, lucky guess on his part. Like, he lucked into that. Like, he wasn't part... There was no scene where they talked about it. There was no plan. He's just memeing around that whole time. He didn't... That wasn't part of the plan. They lucked into that. Also, it's like, dude, you drew biology stuff on you? It's like, for your blackmail purposes, that's very unflattering. That's not going to help. Like,
that's not going to hold up in court, sir.
Like, girly pop. No one wants to look girly at your guts pop on your chest. That's not the strat. Like... This whole plan just befuddles me. I have no idea what her freaking motives were. Like, I don't get it. Why? Why would you want to do that? There's so many better ways to blackmail a teacher than bone him.
Yep.
Charlie said it best.
Well, that's all I'm going to say for that whole thing. What is there anything else that we could talk about from this movie that's like weird and funny?
Remember the dog? That they forgot about for most of the movie.
And they also like almost shot the dog too.
Yeah.
Like the whole time I'm sitting there on the boat and the dog like runs away from her at one point or whatever. And then he just doesn't show up again until they jump on the life raft.
I actually do. There are two kills that also just kind of stuck out to me that I was like, what? It was the dance scene or the dance floor scene where the girl was running from Jason
and she got strangled.
Yeah. My favorite part was watching her look around the room in disbelief for about
two whole minutes.
Long.
Yeah.
And then, before all of a sudden, Jason just spawns in somehow. He turned off Flash, going around the place.
Can we roll in MatPat's theory about Jason Voorhees can teleport?
I mean, yeah, that's kind of confirmed because there's no way he can move that fast. But the other one for me was in the boiler room where the camera kid was killed. He's filming everything and he loses his glasses and he can't see. And all of a sudden he hears boom and he sees somebody laying on the ground bleeding and he looks at it with his camera and he's like, oh, wow. And he doesn't question how it happened. He doesn't question anything. He's like, wow. And he zooms in and then he looks up and sees Jason and dies.
No, but like, the funniest part about that is that he also acts disinterested in his own death. Again, every character who dies in this movie doesn't seem to care. They're always like, "Ah." actively frustrating me.
Julius had the best death because it was really freaking funny.
Oh, it was great.
That's the peak of the movie right there. But I guess it's frustrating because I think the idea of Jason taking Manhattan could have been really fun. The problem is that we just don't do that. It would have been so cool if like Jason like went to the Mets stadium and killed every single member of the New York Mets. But like, you know, that's just a random pitch.
Oh yeah. Right.
Yeah.
That probably wouldn't happen because that'd be mean. Also really expensive. I don't know, man.
Jason takes over Manhattan. What
takes Manhattan, not takes over Manhattan. It's okay, takes Manhattan.
Takes Jay. Over almost the same.
There's Shane, you've gotten word. It wrong twice.
More than twice, buddy. I don't know what's Shane, I don't know what's worse. It's Shane's reading skills title. Or your counting skills.
I think the counting skills is worse.
Shane, you didn't watch the movie.
No, I did. I did watch it.
Shane ChatGPT'd what happens in Jason Takes Manhattan?
Nope.
Me using ChatGPT to ask my own name.
Absolutely. Yo, chat, how do I spell my name?
I don't know, man. This movie's something special.
It is.
It has Kane Hodder. I think Kane Hodder is one of the few people who actually played Jason twice.
Mm-hmm.
Is he the only guy or one of the few guys, if I remember correctly?
One of the few, I think.
Because that's what he's famous for, because most people who played Jason were one and dones.
Yeah.
But he was crazy enough to come back for seconds.
Oh, the one thing I will say that I found hilarious was when he was walking through the street and he kicked those kids' boombox. And they were like,
yeah!
Hey, what is it, man? Yes. And the kid has that crazy butterfly knife that he does that stupid move with trying to act tough.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Jason turns around and pulls off his mask and they go, "Hey, it's cool, bro, it's cool, it's cool," and walk away. That was one of the best scenes in the movie, bro.
That's what I was saying about this movie. It has just the weirdest sense of humor.
These white kids in the streets of New York are trying to take a 6'4 man who looks like he just crawled literally out of hell and is wearing a hockey mask in the streets of New York at night. What idea was that, bro?
My goat, honestly. Like, so much of Jason Voorhees, I look at that man and go, wow. I wish I could be that.
Oh,
strives to be him.
Oh,
I love how authorities I love
please
how
take
sick
notes.
He looks so sickly.
Shane, we might
know?
Have some news coming up.
Oh,
some news.
I'll be on it.
We might have some news to report on later.
No, maybe.
Jason looks so weird in this movie. Like, why did he look? He looks green
because he was in the water. He was with the seaweed.
Water
in the. I said water right. He was in the water.
I love how we have to have a discussion if we said water rights.
This show's monetized.
Yeah.
That's how far we've fallen.
Water's monetized.
We're getting paid to say water.
Yes.
Water.
Thank you.
Water.
Thank you, monetization,
water.
For
water. Especially for guys. Water. We don't know how to cook.
Cook. walk.
I have a friend. I have a friend from New Jersey, and he goes, "I gotta find my water bottle." And I'm like, "Your what?" He's like, "My water." And I'm like, "I don't know what a water is." And he was
my
like,
"Water bottle." Punk. It is funny because I've been trying to learn the proper way to do a New Jersey accent because
there is
my girlfriend's from Jersey.
And same with
and
your dad.
I met her Nana, and she basically like talked me through for 5 minutes everything I was doing wrong about the Jersey accent.
Get the trash. Pull it up right. Do it right now. Right now.
Oh my god. Like, it's not, it's because the most important part is that you can't spend too long in the vowel. It's not, oh my god. That's wrong. It's, oh my god. It has to be like,
I'm getting like flashbacks to the one South Park episode where it's like,
it's a Jersey thing.
Yeah, it's a Jersey thing. Yeah.
That episode is weird too. Freaking Snooki comes out of nowhere. Who you got, Snooki or Jason? Who's winning that fight?
I think Snooki takes it.
Snooki.
Snooki takes it. Nah, man, I got my boy Jason.
My favorite South Park episode was the one where they have the crack baby crack ball.
Oh, crack baby basketball?
Crack baby basketball,
yes.
That's it. But then,
oh, that was funny.
But then they're trying to get Slash to play at their opening event, and they come to the conclusion that Slash is a make-believe character like Santa Claus. And
it stands like, and you guys didn't know that?
Yeah.
Man, you guys are babies.
Who played at my 9th birthday party? Was that my parents? And then at the very end, Slash leaves a top hat and a Les Paul by the chimney, like the end of Miracle on 34th Street, bro. I was at my friend's house at 4 a.m. after his grad party, and we watched that together, and I was actually crying laughing, and he was yelling at me not to wake up his parents.
Dude, that point, I just Slash would beat Jason.
Slash would take Jason any day, bro.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
And Slash would just use his hat and throw it like Kung Lao from Mortal Kombat and cut off his head.
Fun fact, Slash actually produces a lot of horror movies. He is a huge fan of the horror genre.
Based.
Makes sense. If my name was Slash, no last name, I guess I would also be interested
Slash
in the horror
bottom
genre.
Text. Slash bottom text. I love that.
Out of curiosity, what has he produced? Anything major?
Oh my gosh, yeah. I don't remember.
I'll find it off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Jason.
Bambi the Reckoning.
So I think
White. Did Kirk Hammett produce White Zombie?
I think so.
What?
Because that's why he has the White Zombie guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah.
I think that was Kirk.
I don't know, man.
There's some kind of
The Breach, I think, was one for Slash, I think. Let me see. Slash's favorite horror movie is The Omen.
That is a good movie.
The Omen's good.
Alice Cooper's was, I think, the original Nosferatu.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Nosferatu.
How did we get here? We're talking about Jason Takes Manhattan, and then we started talking about South Park.
I tried keeping it on topic, and then, like, you know,
as we know, things
calamity ensued.
We're monetized.
Yes.
Yeah. We're monetized to talk about
gag?
It's a Jersey we're monetized.
Monetized.
We're
the parent really is plan.
We're monetized. we make future Aaron. This is the bumper. We're monetized.
Yeah, we're monetized.
Yeah, every time that we say something that's morally dubious, make sure to put in a very over exaggerated voice that says "we're monetized" with a ding sound effect afterward.
almost like so it's like we're monetized. Ding.
No, it's too aggressive. It's like we're monetized. Ping.
We're monetized.
Bing. Something like that, yeah. You think Jason has like an allowance? You think he has one of those?
I mean,
who's gonna give it to him? His mom?
His mom probably get.
No, the
like,
frick she isn't. She's
no,
dead.
No. Jason probably got
you know that.
Small allowance of $250,000 from his dead
mom.
Hell money.
Charlie, did you just say I don't know that? As if that's not one of the most important parts of the Jason lore.
Nah, I think Tyreek Hill gives him that money. You know what I'm saying?
Tyreek Hill!
Oh my goodness!
The alimony goes to Jason Voorhees, bro.
I think Jason Voorhees is just a big sports bettor. That's my
Tyreek Hill loses $49 million to Jason Voorhees. Okay,
$50 million to Cramp Crystal Lake.
Okay. 7 seconds left in the fourth quarter. You're in the opponent's 20. Who are you passing to on the Hail Mary play? Tyreek Hill or Jason Voorhees?
I didn't know that Jason Voorhees would enter the Josh Allen conversation. Michael, get him!
I didn't know Jason Voorhees would enter the Tyreek Hill conversation.
I hate it. You know what?
Tyreek Hill is just Jason Voorhees.
Listen, the Dolphins need anything. They're really bad.
No, the team that needs anything are the Bengals.
No, the Jets are 0-5.
The Bengals.
Yes, bro. He would have done better than Jake Browning. I'm being honest with you.
I'm not sure about that. I think Jason, he's a very heavy boy.
Jason,
you know?
No,
they're not tackling him, though. You saw what he did against my boy Julius, bro. Hutch ain't sacking nothing on him.
Bro, Hutchinson for the win. He a goat.
I don't know, man. Jason, he didn't even take Manhattan. He took a block. He took a block. At most.
He took the slums. Jason takes the slums.
Jason takes the slums.
We're monetized.
No, 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 no.
We're monetized. We're monetized.
Oh, God. That was the voice, too. The voice Aaron did. That was the voice.
We're monetized.
The derailment of this episode.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Listen, I tried to make topics, and now we're just talking about this.
I just went with the flow.
This is way more fun than talking about some Buns movie from the 80s, bro.
I don't know, man. Yes, Jason... What other cities should Jason take? St. Louis? I don't know. Like
Los Angeles.
I still think Jason takes O Block is one of the best ideas.
Yes, that's what I'm saying, Charlie. You gotta write the script for that. You gotta cook it up.
Jason takes industrialization way too far.
The Jason Revolution and its consequences.
Jason marches on Rome. Bro, imagine Jason Voorhees being around during the ancient Roman times.
They would have him as a gladiator, bro.
Bro, honestly, so real.
He needs to be around during ancient England.
No. Ancient
oh, you're
England.
Right.
Ancient England. You
weren't there. You weren't there for ancient England. England. You were there.
No. Jason Voorhees with with Hannibal. That gotta go hard.
Should be Jason Voorhees in Rainforest Cafe. See what he does.
Specifically the one in Great Lakes.
Dude, I was having this conversation with my girlfriend and her friends last night, where if you could take two restaurants and combine them together, what would you do? And I came to the horrifying conclusion of Hooters and Rainforest Cafe.
I knew you were going to say Hooters. I just had it in my head.
Jason takes the White House.
Corey in the house, Jason in the house.
It's a Spirit Halloween right now. That's all I'm going to say. Anywho, this is our weird ramblings of Friday the 13th. Jason takes Manhattan. And Jason, there you go, Charlie. You could be happy that I said
Jason,
it right.
I want Jason in the house so bad.
Jason in the house. So
Jason takes Revolving Door Media.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about that one.
Bing.
I got nothing. Yeah, it's a bad movie. What do you want from me?
What do you want to say, Bryce?
I don't know.
That's fair.
I don't know. Thank you, Charlie, for understanding that reference.
New slogan for Revolving Door Media.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if we were like this every week?
Professional?
Yeah, when would we be that?
Never.
Oh, my God. We're going to play Five Nights at Freddy's after this, too. We're in the peak silly mood.
Oh, man, I'm having a great time.
Oh, but anyway, we should probably get to that. But before we go, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on the Revolving Door of Pop Culture. As you can tell, we have a really different show than what we used to have, but I think we're having more fun with it, so I think it's all okay. Yeah,
it's enjoyable.
In terms of where you can find us on our socials, Aaron put a nice little end card in the end, so stay tuned for that. Or look in the links in our description if you want to get spoiled early, you dirty rat. In terms of what's coming out next week, probably the FNAF movie. That's probably what we're talking about. We'll see what goofy conversations we'll have
spectacular.
There. And then maybe that Mandela Effect episode Aaron wants to do. We'll see. Yeah. We'll see when that happens, probably in 2 weeks. And then maybe a candy tier list. That might be coming soon. We got a lot of fun ideas for this October. So we're going to get on and working on that. But before we go, thank you so much for listening. It's been an absolute pleasure. I've been Charlie Robinson. Make sure to follow us and all the stuff in the end card that says below. And I'll see you next time.
My name is Bryce Guskovic. Thank you all.
I'm Shane Siegel. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you all again soon.
Hi, would you like to try our chicken tendy combo?
No.
Let me get the chicken tendy combo.
Bro.
Jason takes the chicken tendy combo.
Yes.
I forgot about that. Oh my god, dude. I met the Wendy's person at the cashier the other day was hitting on me. It was weird. But anyway.
Oh.
While my girlfriend was in the truck.
Introduce him to Aaron.
Guess we'll save that one for next time.
Oh, say it.
Peace out, y'all.
Oh, Mario Crusher, dear God. We're
dear Mario, dear God.
I think I know how to end it.
We're monetized.
We'll see y'all next
time. See ya, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Revolving Door of Pop Culture. Find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget to share us around, and thanks for entering the Revolving Door.
Check it out! We're in New York! You did it, man! You did it! We are in New York! New York City! Yeah! I don't believe it. We made it. If I can make it there, I'll make it. Boom, boom. Anywhere, it's up to you. New York. New York.